Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Regine Radio. It's your girl Pasha Regine, aka Young Black Muslima. This is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I do answer questions to make you think about your potential to make change, but you already know it's up to you. My answers are based off my experience and knowledge of self and understanding of my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. Wow. Excuse me. SubhanAllah, I'm so grateful to really have this conversation in regards to sisterhood. So my whole experience of sisterhood in Islam has been so beautiful. It's also been so very like lesson learning, and the gratitude I have for it is beyond. Like, it's a definitive part of my journey in Islam, and I think that the main thing I wanted to discuss today, because we have that two-part, right, defining our character in sisterhood, and then also sisterhood defining our character. So, like, really understanding who we are and growth and knowing where we are at this moment and reflecting on my journey. I'm currently at the place where I feel so content with my sisterhood. I'm so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the women, all the beautiful souls that have been placed in my life that I never would have thought would be there. I have, you know, brought an understanding of like who I am into that as well, because sometimes, you know, you want to be your old self, but you also want to be this, you know, new version of yourself. But really the main thing is that we are always balanced, and that we learn from the things that Allah has shown us through the lessons, but we also embrace new understandings, right? And so the idea and understanding of what does it look like to be in travel with your sisterhood, right? So like, I had the beautiful experience of traveling with some sisters that I find to be phenomenal, and just living in general with sisters that I find to be phenomenal. And one of my experiences really came down to me knowing what I needed. And what I needed to do was really define my love. And for what I needed is literally like, you outgrow certain things, right? And you really can never outgrow love. So the love that we share for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so beautiful, so strong, so overwhelming, so deep that I never in my life could have understood how that happened and why it happened. But I can know right now that I needed it, and I needed to experience that connection to the perfect man with other sisters who we both get giddy when we talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and understanding that, you know, we are like really grateful, so grateful to him, all that he sacrificed, and we love him with a deep, deep understanding. And so knowing that, how does that look into begin to where we are and what we need? I'm at the stage in my life where I know what I want to do and who I want to become, and I just have to do it. I really just have to do it. And so going to sisters that are doing it or that know what needs to be done has really been such a beautiful, beautiful experience. Definitively, knowing that has been a struggle and a great joy, because I still feel like I'm stuck in a space where I need to do those things, right? And so going to my sisters and talking to them, like, you know, they're telling me be patient, you know, Allah is placing you where you need to be, that is reassuring. And you know, traveling with women who are just traveling for the sake of Allah is such a beautiful feeling, because you are able to connect on a journey that you are just like, you're on the go and you don't care about what happened the day before, what happened the day, you know, after. You're just really on go. And so knowing that, having that understanding of what it is that one needs, it is quite beautiful, I think. Really knowing where everyone is in the sisterhood, in the bonding process, is super important. And overseas,
in Mecca, in Medina, in Al-Aqsa, you know, in Morocco, in these places, in Yemen, in Egypt, knowing that I had that experience to connect with sisters in Turkey, like, really helped me to understand my connection to Allah and how I was, not only did I go to certain places by myself, but they were there to greet me and to meet me and to grow together. And so, alhamdulillah, I truly am grateful for that love, that definitive love that helped me to know what I need and what I need to do. And I still think about it, and I still am reminded about it. The integrity, the love, the purpose, the hayat, you know, that these women have, the shyness, the beauty. It's so beautiful and remarkable, and it definitely has rubbed off to me. So one of the things I'm grateful for is really being able to travel in the pursuit of Rasulullah, but having to, you know, really have sisterhood on that journey is a beautiful thing that Allah formed, all, you know, for the sake of love, and alhamdulillah, for the sake of our relationship and connection to Allah, we are in those places together. And it's just, alhamdulillah, I pray that you have that. I pray that we all experience such a true love and safa, and it's intentional. It's all for the sake of Allah, and it's nothing pre-motivated. Nothing is needed to come out of it. Nothing is needed to leave from it, but just coming in it with love and intention. So I hope that this helps. Just like a little bit of my story and my experience, inshallah. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was such a beautiful, I'm so happy that I did this and that I was able to connect the two stories. I think that is so important to connect and weave through what we need to understand, what to do, and what we need to understand and what to bring. Because there's so much is, you know, going on in our heads, but when we understand where we're at and we know where we want to be, we are able to really grow that. But when we understand, like, what we need to do first to really be that and to get there is really important. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.